government insurance bill. To get a decent bill, you're going to have to help me get Clinton Anderson. Now, what you need, what I think you ought to tell him is just that if he can't vote for federal standards, try to work out something to split the difference. You understand? Mm-hmm. Because I can work out something between the what labor wants and what the Mills did, which would be, I think, a satisfactory compromise from the labor point of view. And I think I might get Mills to take it, but I've got to get Clinton's vote. And frankly, I just don't have as much influence with Clinton as you do.
I don't know if I got it at all. I'll try, though. I sure will.
I think I might be able to get Smathers. I might need to help you, your help on that, but I think if Clinton comes along, Smathers will.
I'd like to. Are you going to take Fulbright on for me? You got all you can handle.
Well, I'd be glad to make a speech. making your side of the argument.
He got up. He came down here to our leadership meeting where you were last year, and he jumped on me and said I wasn't asking for enough economic aid, and I ought to do more if economic aid out there, and I ought to send up a supplemental. I said, well, if you feel that way, and Jerry Ford spoke up and said the same thing, so I did it. Now he got up and just jumped all over me and said, I made a bunch of new commitments. I haven't made a single new commitment. And if you don't say anything about it, if you don't mind him, I think that you're not on that committee anymore. I think I'll just send you up our viewpoint of it and let you look at it. Don't you say where it come from, but you just look at it. I would appreciate it very much.
Well, Mr. President, I'm glad to make these speeches taking your side. Some of your boys are going to have to help us get the press to take note of it, though.
Yeah.
Now, I don't like to attack Fulbright personally because he's on my committee. But as far as just laying the argument out there, I don't mind making the argument at all. And I'd be glad to.
Well, we'll get you some material.
Thanks so much.